lower body injuries. We hardly ever see them, do we? They live in shadows, whispered behind clipboards, hidden beneath layers of tape and tap dance language. But Sunday evening, under the swirling gray cup lights, one stepped out from behind the curtain. Fourth quarter, the clock, a miser, guarding its final minute. And then, suddenly, starkly, right there on the TSN broadcast, a lower body injury laid bare for all of us. Montreal quarterback Davis Alexander, unbeaten, unblemished, untouched by defeat's cold fingerprints, remember that, rolled left, dashed out of bounds near his own 40, and then agony, a jolt, a grimace, a kind of electric sting racing up his hamstring, the very one he strained in the East final triumph over Hamilton. And then came the image that told the whole tale. Alexander hopping, lopsided, and hurting in the Saskatchewan bench area. A warrior suddenly made mortal. He limped, no, willed himself, back to the Alouettes' huddle, dragging the moment behind him like a stubborn ghost. Undefeated? Indeed. But now wounded, Alexander could have tapped out, could have nodded to the sidelines, surrendered to the pain, let the curtain fall early. That discomfort, not desire, dictated his destiny? Instead, Alexander chose defiance. He stayed in. He steadied himself. And with the season reduced to one desperate heartbeat, he uncorked a towering Hail Mary toward the Ryder end zone. A rainbow of hope launched from a leg that barely wanted to hold him up. It fell incomplete. Saskatchewan seized the Grey Cup. Alexander's undefeated streak, that glimmering thread, finally snapped. But did Davis Alexander battle? Oh, unquestionably. Ferociously. With a kind of quiet fury reserved for athletes who refuse, absolutely refuse, to let pain write the last sentence. 2-minute warning. Gregor, Halley, Kruger, Tate, weekdays, sports. 1440.